Hey, this is Pastor Spencer with Racine Bible Church. You're listening to a sermon from a Sunday morning.
Good morning, church. And Merry Christmas to all of you. It's been a great weekend here, hasn't it? From the music and the whole team on Christmas Eve to today and those baptisms, the testimonies, and everyone else up here. I love being together with family at Christmas. And there's nothing more family, right, than being with brothers and sisters at church. I'm so thankful for this church and this place. I'm so happy God has me here serving alongside all of you. I really love you and love this church. And I'm really excited about what God is doing here and what God is going to do even in 2022 in this body. Before I read from Luke 2, could I ask you to pray for two things? You can write these down if you want. I would love it if you would pray for these things. We have two big trips coming up, one this week, one next week. First is CrossCon. We're bringing about 60 upper high school and college students to Louisville for a missions conference. We leave Wednesday, and I'm so excited about how many young people here love Jesus, and I want them to be missions-minded. So would you be praying that God would raise up missionaries and senders of missionaries from our young adult group? I want our 20-somethings to have God's heart for the nation. So be praying for them. So that's one, CrossCon. The other is our Fort Retreat for our youth group for middle school and high school students. We've got about 200 people going between students and leaders and everyone else. And it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. But the weekend also has eternal implications. Many of the students going do not yet know Jesus as Savior and Lord. Wayne Beauregard is going to be our speaker, and be praying for him that God would share the gospel through him and be working in hearts as Wayne preaches God's truth. Pray for kids to be saved, and for kids who are saved, pray that they would grow in their walks with Christ. And that's January 6th to the 9th. So be praying that God would change lives through both of those trips. All right, well, thanks. That's the commercial for you. And let me briefly touch on a couple things here in Luke 2, starting in verse 36. If you have it open, Luke 2, we'll read 36 through 38. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. And we finish our readings in Luke 2 this season with this kind of random short story of Anna. It's easy to miss because it's not terribly dramatic, right? She doesn't fall off a cliff and an eagle swoops in and grabs her, right? She's just an old woman who meets the baby Jesus. These verses are all we know about her in the Bible, but there's a lot in this text for us. And I want to share two things with you. First thing is this. In spite of suffering, Anna is devoted to Jesus. First thing, in spite of suffering, Anna is devoted to Jesus. First thing we learn about her is in verse 36, and what's that? That she's had a difficult life. She was married for 7 years before her husband suddenly died. Kind of suffering and trauma is difficult and brutal, and even worse back then when a husbandless, childless woman was particularly vulnerable. And when bad things like this happen to people, it tends to do one of two things, right? For some, it pushes them away from God, right? They feel like if there was really a God and he really knew what was going on in my life, or he really cared about me, then I wouldn't be suffering like this. And because I'm suffering like this, he must not really be there, or he must not care. And they push God away, and they quit following him. But for other people, the pain and the grief drives them to God. Maybe that's the story for some of you here today. Suffering has come into your life, and it's driving you to seek God, to know God, to trust God, even when you don't understand. And that was Anna, alone, vulnerable, at risk, dealing with unimaginable pain, and yet in that pain, she pursues God. And how does she pursue God? Verse 37 tells us, she did not depart from the temple. That's another way of saying what? She was at church every time the doors were open. For us, in our context, it would be ABFs and worship services and small groups and Bible studies, service opportunities, right? These weren't sort of optional tack-ons in her week. They were the priority, right? We understand this. The rest of her life kind of fit around that commitment to being with God's people. It wasn't just like, well, I'll do that kind of churchy stuff if there's nothing really else going on in my week. No, her priority was being with other followers of Jesus. And verse 37 also talks about her discipline in following the Lord, right? It says what? Fasting, prayer, worship was a daily, in fact, how often? Twice daily part of her life. In other words, not only did she prioritize church and fellowship and body life, but her private life, who she was behind closed doors, matched who she was when she was with people. She had a relationship with Jesus, daily seeking him, pouring out her heart to him, meeting with him. Following the Lord in her grief meant real, actual plugging into church and prayer and worship. So that's the first thing. In spite of suffering, Anna is devoted to Jesus. Second thing, Anna has joy in Jesus, not just in his gifts. That's the second thing. Anna has joy in Jesus, not just in his gifts. Because Anna's habit and her practice and her lifestyle was one of devotion to God, of following hard after God, when Jesus shows up, her heart rejoices. You see that in 38, right? She treasures Jesus. She rejoices at the presence of Jesus. There's genuine joy and really thankfulness in Anna at seeing Jesus. What kind of Jesus is she seeing? Is she seeing Jesus walk on water and she's like, wow, this is great? No. She see him rise from the dead? No. She's seen him making food out of thin air for thousands of people? No. She's just seeing 40-day-old crying or sleeping. Those are really the two options of 40 days old, right? That's all she's seen Jesus do. Jesus doesn't come into the temple like Santa Claus giving Anna, hey, here's a new husband, and here's some kids, here's some money for your problems, right? Jesus just comes in and cries, and yet Anna has joy. How? Why? Because Anna has joy in Jesus, not just joy in Jesus' gifts to her. There's a big difference, right, between joy in someone for who they are, right, and liking someone because of what they can do for you. We all love it when we get gifts, when people hook us up, when good stuff happens to us. And we love it when God gives us good things, when he's blessing us, when life is good. But what do we seek more, God's hand or his face? Do we love what God can do for us, or do we love God for who he is? Maybe the best illustration of this is, suppose you were really rich. Maybe you had a nice trust fund, you had lots of money. Kind of a fun one to imagine. Then someone comes into your life and you get married. And after a few months of marriage, that spouse tries to get their hands on that money. And when they can't get that money, they leave you. How would you feel? Used? Treated like an object? Not love for who you were, but for what you had? Probably. But isn't that exactly what we often do with God? Aren't we often after what God can do for us rather than just loving God for God? Many of us are after the blessings of God, but not God himself. We try to, I guess you could say, marry God for his money. Far too often we go to God to get stuff, not because we love him, but not Anna. She has joy in Jesus because it's Jesus. She's not trying to use him, she just loves him. She realizes God isn't just a means to an end to get what she wants. God is what she wants. And that's why she can have joy in Jesus, even when he doesn't do a miracle, when he just shows up and cries, because to Anna, God is enough. You say, how do I know if I have joy in Jesus that I'm not just after what he can do for me? How do I know? Well, look at the end of verse 38. Look what Anna does. Do you tell others about him? Anna tells others about the redemption that Jesus brings, redemption from our sins, that he came to earth as a baby to bring us to God, redemption from the curse that one day this whole world will be made right, that every injustice ever will be made right, because 2,000 years ago, God entered the world as a baby. This little story shows us these two things to sum up. One, in spite of suffering, Anna is devoted to Jesus. And two, Anna has joy in Jesus, not just in his gifts. Let's pray. Father, we are so thankful for the good gift of your son Jesus at Christmas. Help us, in spite of suffering, to be devoted to you. Make us a people that loves to live life together. Make us fully devoted to you. Help us to treasure you and just enjoy being with you. May we love you for you, not just because of the gifts that you give us. We're thankful for this example of Anna, and make our family here more like this in 2022. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.
To find out more about our ministry, contact us at racinebible.org. Thank you for listening.